This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
I may be a little bit tired tonight, but I'll be all right tomorrow. Be all right tomorrow. Be all right tomorrow. I may be a little bit tired tonight, but I'll be all right tomorrow. 'Cause my baby's coming home.
Tomorrow from three-time IBMA Vocalist of the Year, also with 9+ albums under her belt, Claire Lynch in our studio. Welcome to the Folk Show, Claire.
Thank you, Kate. I'm glad to be here.
Who'd you bring along with you today?
Well, I brought the Claire Lynch Band, which is a conglomeration of some fantastic pickers. Jared Walker on mandolin, Mark Schatz on bass, and Brian McDowell on fiddle today.
We had the pleasure of having you in the studio just before the Dear Sister album came out. That was just a couple years ago and before the whirlwind seemed to start for you again, right?
Yes, whirlwind is what it's been. I'll tell you what, it's been pretty busy and pretty wonderful.
Now, I'm so happy that you were able to come in. I know it's been you've been really busy traveling all the way across the pond and beyond, so... Yep. It's nice to get your legs back in the States.
Yeah, nice to be on solid ground here in the good old U.S. of A. We had a wonderful time over there, though, this time.
We're going to be talking about what Claire's been up to and also want to make sure people know where they can see Claire as she tours around the Northeast. Dear Sister, boy, that really was a hot one for you, wasn't it?
Yes, it's a beautiful song. It kind of wrote itself, and Louisa Branscombe and I wrote it together, and it won Song of the Year just after, I guess, we were here visiting with you.
It was just after that.
Mm-hmm.
Another Song of the Year for you. You got some great attention for that collaborative thing that you did with Rob Ix as well. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah, Rob. Oh, yes, Rob and I... collaborated with Special Consensus on Compass Records, and they had a project of all John Denver songs, and I sang with them.
What have you been up to besides traveling all over the world?
Well, we've been recording a new album, and it's almost mixed, and it'll be out at the end of this summer. So we're excited about it. It's a collection of songs written by Canadians. And I kind of discovered a lot about music in Canada recently. And
that's good timing since you're headed up that way.
Yes, we are. We're headed up to Stanfest and going to be playing in Kanso, Nova Scotia, for the big Stan Rogers Folk Festival, songwriting festival.
Claire, what was the motivation for choosing all Canadian songwriters?
Well, I recently married a Canadian, and he actually lives up there. He lives in Toronto, and so you know, he started turning me on to the music up there. And I went, well, you know, we bluegrassers here in America don't know, we don't know jack about that music. You know, there should be a bridge. So I decided to, you know, raise the flag and herald the songs and the songwriters.
How close are you to finishing the album?
Well, we're finished recording it, and we're in mixing now, which is another job on an entity mm-hmm. unto itself, actually.
We'll be keeping our ears open for it. Do you have a name for the album?
Yes, it's called North by South.
You got a song or a sample that you could play for us
yeah.
from the album?
Since we're talking about my husband, all the songs are written by Canadians except for one that I wrote about a Canadian, and that would be, you know, my husband. And in the song, I call him Milo, and that stands for my love, actually. And here it is, I think. Oh, Milo lives in a funky old house downtown near the station. While the big trains rumble under the ground, something's shaking. I come from the farm, I'll raise my corn where the sun shines wide and open. He's got weeds that grow in a box on the window, and the air is smoking. But when he's with me, all the birds and bees come buzzing around us. And we slip and slide down a free fall, 'cause we know that love has found us. Move on a fast track, and life's a six-lane freeway. And you know how those people act, they don't give you any leeway. Oh, but Milo has a big old heart, as big as the Blue Ridge Mountains. And he's charmed me like a southern gin, so many times that I quit counting. Yeah, when he's with me, all the birds and bees come buzzing around. Slip and slide down a free fall, 'cause we know that love has found us. Got a surefire left opinion, and that's a dangerous bill of goods for a girl in my position. You know that greenhouse gas is heating up, the world be torn asunder. Oh, but Milo and I are hooking up till the icebergs all go under. Yeah, when he's with me, all the birds and bees come buzzing. Slip and slide down a free fall, 'cause we know that love has found us.
Ooh. Ooh. The Clara Lynch Band with a sample from the new album that is underway. All the tunes on the album were written by Canadians, except for that one, which Claire wrote for her husband. Right, Claire?
That is correct.
Oh, what fun. That's a great song.
Thank you.
I can't wait to be playing that on the radio.
Oh, great. Thank
you. It's a
lot
of fun.
It's fun, yeah. I think we got a little bit of... Mark's playing a little jews harp on that, too, on the album, you know. It's pretty funky.
Now... Who's producing this new album?
Well, actually, my label boss is producing this album. Allison Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You know her probably.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
fantastic banjo picker. And yeah, she owns a label too. And the two of us are so busy. We have such crazy schedules. I didn't know if it would work, but we're kind of each taking over for each other when we're, you know, one of us is out of town. It's been pretty wild, but she's great to work with. And we really enjoyed working with her.
Claire Lynch has a lot of recordings under her belt. She started out in the 80s with a group called the Front Porch String Band, did a lot of recording with that band, and then moved on to the Claire Lynch Band back in 2005 or so, right? So 9 albums since then, plus a holiday CD.
Yeah, holiday CD. It's been really, really a delight for us as a band because it's just sonically beautiful. We feel good about the way that... it went down. The vibe on the album is good. And we had a guy at the festival, Jenny Brook, yesterday tell us that our holiday CD is in his constant rotation, and he's listening to it this July.
Okay, Christmas in July. Well, you know, Claire, you have been called a trailblazer in the world of bluegrass because all you have done to seemingly pave the way for women in this genre. And another trailblazer in the bluegrass realm was the great Ralph Stanley, who we just lost from complications due to skin cancer. He was 89 years old.
Yeah.
Did you have a chance to work with Ralph Stanley?
I did, actually. You know, we shared the stage with him at a lot of festivals in the early days in Alabama at Horsepins 40. And then he did a series of albums called Clinch Mountain Country. And I think on the first one, I was invited to come sing a song with him. I think it was I'll Never Grow Tired of You. And he had a horrible cold. He was like, you know. I noticed you have a cough button here on the, I wonder what that is, but anyway. And
don't touch it or you'll cough.
Okay. And we stood in the vocal booth together, you know, and sang that as a duet. Then about 2 days later, I got sick. I was like, I caught Ralph Stanley's cold. It's pretty great.
What do you do when you're a singer and you're getting sick?
Oh, God. Zinc. Zinc, water, sleep. What else, Brian?
Prayer. All the things you can't get on the road.
Well, the bluegrass world certainly has changed since you started out in your Alabama, with your Alabama roots. Is that right?
Yes, it's changed a lot since the early days. Most of the bands were good old boys, you know, and they were great, and I loved them. I had no problem with it. I thought I belonged, so I never, you know, had a problem being a woman. But there were other women who were also blazing trails beside me, you know.
We're visiting in the studio with the award-winning Claire Lynch and her band on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We'll have more in just a moment.
I'm Betsy Gardella, president of NHPR. A group of Leadership Circle members want you to join them in keeping this service available to all. When just 4 more listeners join the Leadership Circle, Barbara and Dick Couch and Linda and Rick Rush will contribute $10,000 to New Hampshire's public radio. We are so close. Your gift goes further and helps bring New Hampshire great news. Please make your gift now at nhpr.org.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and from Unkanunuk Mountain Perennials of Goffstown, offering over 900 varieties of colorful, low-maintenance plants in a park-like setting. Committed to helping gardens thrive, UnkanunukMT.com. And Moxie, located at 106 Penhallow Street in Portsmouth and featuring modern American tapas, open 7 days. Reservations and directions available at MoxieRestaurant.com. We're visiting with the award-winning Claire Lynch and her band here in the studio on The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Claire, I know you just got back from a tour of Switzerland and Germany. How was the reception for you when you were traveling?
It was really great this time. I think it's our third time to Europe, and we're starting to build up a following, you know. So we had wonderful attendance, and I think the band's just better. You know, we just put on a better show since... 8 years ago when Mark Schatz joined this band.
What did you learn? What did you learn, Claire, from your experience?
Oh, what did we learn, boys? We learned that you can't buy a croissant in the United States to match German breakfasts.
Okay. You know what we learned, Claire? This is Mark Schatz talking, is that, you know, here in the States, at the end of the song, at the end of a show, if they like it, they'll clap a lot and you come back and do an encore. And over there, it's customary to do multiple encores. And we felt kind of confused and a little embarrassed at first. One, two, three, four. And, you know, we're ready to go back to the green room and kind of start packing up to go to the, you know, go to the hotel. And they're clapping out there. And there's no one turning the lights on or turning the – that's just the thing. So we go back out and go back out again. And we just went in Rome. You do as the Romans do. And, of course, it's a function of their appreciation, but it's just a different convention.
And they stomp their feet, too. You know, they all get in unison and stomp their feet together and shake the house.
It's the show that never ends. This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. We have the Claire Lynch Band in the studio. What could you play for us next, Claire?
Oh, we'd like to play that song of the year for IBMA, Dear Sister. Here it is.
Blue and gray, where all of humankind, yes, every man.
Claire Lynch Band in our studio with the 2014 IBMA Song of the Year called Dear Sister. And that tune, based on letters that were written by Louisa Branscombe's ancestors who fought in the Civil War. Claire, when you recorded that song, did you have any idea that it was the treasure that it is?
Well, we knew it was very special. You know, when we got through writing it, we finally finished. We kind of stood up and we just both kind of looked at the lyrics and kind of sighed and went, "Phew, I think it's good." You know, you kind of know it if it's a good one. It's all together, you know.
How do you know when you have that?
Well, when it stops bugging me, you know. I think a large part of songwriting is tweaking it until there's nothing that bothers you. You know, in Nashville, we call them holes in a song. You know, that sounds like a hole to me.
Do you have a lot of songs out there that never quite made the cut for yourself?
Sure. They're not out there, though. They're tucked away in my catalog.
Are they under lock and key?
No. I'm happy for people to hear them. But, you know, I teach songwriting sometimes at camps and all. And it's good to show them, you know, your failures as well as your successes.
So stand back from Dear Sister and look at it as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see?
Well, it's sort of a story song a little bit, you know, but it's more of a comparison to a man clashing with other men instead of looking at things from above, from a higher plane of thinking, metacognitive thinking, perhaps, and thinking, well, we're all human beings here, you know, and we do have a lot in common as humans, more than we think, but we let differences get in the way. Anyway, that was our main idea of, we didn't want to glorify the South necessarily, you know, we just wanted to show the passion of a man writing his last letter home.
But as the teacher looking at the song, what are the elements of that song that you think make it a complete product? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it moves quickly. You know, we don't spend too much time on any one particular subject. We move right on through, you know, and so you get the whole gamut, but you don't dwell on anything too long. I think the melody, was, you know, we worked on that a long time and we had other variations. So I think that was kind of magic. It was a beautiful edition, sort of unusual.
I think that the introduction is really something that mm-hmm. just kind of invites you into the story.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion of it. But I just love the song. Thank you for doing it for us again today here on The Folk Show. And congratulations on your IBMA award.
Thank you. That was a humdinger, I'll tell you. We enjoyed getting that one. And I have to mention that the fact that these fellas recorded the song with me, and every time Mark pulls out the bow for the Arco bass, you know, when it gets to the end there, people start welling up with tears in the audience.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It really, the way that they interpreted the song.
Sure.
And Brian on the fiddle here, you know.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. We'll come back and visit some more with the Claire Lynch Band.
I'm Laura Kanoy. Join me as The Exchange goes on the road to tackle the hows and whys of businesses going green. From internal policies to public relations, companies have adopted many practices in the name of sustainability. But what's real and what's greenwashing? The Exchange on the road helps you tell the difference. Join us at LaBelle Winery in Amherst on Tuesday. Register for your free tickets at nhpr.org.
This event is sponsored in part by Hannaford Bedford, TransCanada, and Building Alternatives.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Spotlight Cafe at the Capital Center for the Arts in Concord, a club-style atmosphere where music and theater are the main course. Upcoming artists at ccanh.com. And Osher at Dartmouth Summer Lecture Series, the new medical frontier, Wednesdays, July 13th through August 17th. Public welcome. Information at osher.dartmouth.edu. This is The Folk Show, and we're visiting with the Claire Lynch Band.
Appreciate it.
Some tours, some shows that are coming up. You've got the show that's going to be happening, next weekend in Nova Scotia. You'll be part of the Stan Fest. Have you ever been to that festival before?
No, I have not. We went to the Owen Sound Festival last year in August, which is another Canadian folk festival on eastern part. You know, it's in Ontario. And it was just a hoot. I mean, I know Canadian, Mark's played a lot of Canadian folk festivals, the ones out west, Winnipeg and Vancouver and all those.
You know, I think I actually was with a group that played the very first Stan Rogers Folk Festival.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was with the Footworks Percussive Dance Ensemble. And there was another up-and-coming band there, the Young Nickel Creek.
Oh, my
goodness. There as well.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, Chris Thiele's father playing bass with them. So it was beautiful. I'm so looking forward to being back up there.
That is in Canso, Nova Scotia. And then on July 30th, you're going to be back in our neck of the woods in Hiram, Maine at the Ossipee Valley Festival.
I know. That's a fun festival. You know, it's an Americana kind of festival. It includes bluegrass. But it's really, really fun.
And then off to Connecticut in August, on August 14th, to the Podunk Bluegrass Festival.
Yeah, that's a bluegrass festival right there, honey.
Okay.
It's a good one, though. They have a new location, and it's fantastic. All that information is on my website, on my tour page at clairelynch.com.
Are you playing mostly, I mean, in the summertime, is this the busiest time of the year, or are you busy all year round, Claire?
What do you think, guys? We've been busy. We get busy in the winter, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been for like month-long stints out west and that kind of stuff. So,
and then, of course, we've stayed for the last couple of years, stayed busy in the winter touring on the Christmas album. Had special Christmas offering, Christmas shows to bring to the public.
Yeah.
When do you have time to write?
I don't, and that's why I'm downsizing my touring next year. Actually, I'm going to just do select dates and try to concentrate more on my music instead of paperwork and getting a band on the road all the time. It's a lot of work.
The Claire Lynch Band is in our studio here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. You got another song for us?
Yeah, we thought we might do a Hank Williams song, you know, since we did Dear Sister, and it's about, you know, people from Alabama. And this one's fun. It's called You're Gonna Change or I'm Gonna Leave. Well, you wore out a brand new trunk, packing and unpacking your junk. Your mama's mad, she done got peed. You're gonna change or I'm gonna leave. You're gonna change the way you live and change the things you do. Stop doing all the things that you oughtn't to. Your mama's mad, you done got peed. You're gonna change or I'm gonna leave. Stop. I don't need police. You're gonna change or I'm gonna leave. The way to keep a woman happy is to do what's right and love her every morning, take her out at night. Your mama's mad, she done got peeved. You're gonna change. Thank you. lies. Hey, don't believe you're gonna change your arm or gonna leave. You're gonna change the way you live and change the things you do. Stop doing all the things that you oughtn't to. Your mama's mad, she done got beat.
Claire Lynch and her stellar Claire Lynch band, Mark Schatz on the bass, and Jared Walker on the mandolin, Brian McDowell on the fiddle, and the great Claire Lynch on the guitar and vocal with that Hank Williams tune. What fun. Are you having a good time?
Yeah, it's fun. We love playing off of one mic. Actually, it's a lot of fun.
What makes it better to sing off the one mic, Claire?
I think it's the movement, the organic feel, you know, like you're not stuck to your pickup or your microphone, you know, in your little space on stage.
Well, we like the living room feel around here. Absolutely. So if you're tied to a microphone, then you can't be casual. We like to be cash on the folk show. Yeah. And when is the expected release of the new album? And please remind us what the name of it's going to be.
The expected release is September 13th, but we're hoping that we'll have copies a lot sooner than that. End of August, you know. Maybe for Podunk, that would be fabulous. And the name of it is North by South.
Okay, North by South. And that's all songs that were written by Canadians except for the one that Claire Lynch wrote.
She's
creating the bridge between the North and the South.
Yeah, hoping we're over the border there, you know, a little bit.
What do you want our folks to know about you, Claire Lynch?
What do I want people to know about Claire Lynch?
Yep.
I make really good cornbread.
Okay. And buttermilk. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
With buttermilk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You got to have buttermilk and cornbread. Yeah. And no sugar.
You don't use sugar for your
cornbread? No, that's Yankee.
Okay.
That's Yankee.
There is a difference between northern. There is a difference between Yankee cornbread and southern cornbread.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is Mark. I'm a Yankee. I don't eat her cornbread.
Yeah. That's right. And I can save it for myself then. That's fine. Now, Johnny Cake's got sugar in it, doesn't it? I think so.
Well, I don't know how you have time to bake or even think about baking when you're on the road.
I don't. That was part of my history, you know, when I was raising children.
Which part?
Cornbread baking.
Okay. All right. And so your kids are all grown up, so that frees you up to have some more time on the road?
Yes. Lots of time on the road. No children. Out of the nest. It's great.
Are they interested in music at all?
Well, they like listening. You know, they actually both have talent, musical talent, but they never developed it. My daughter is a wonderful writer, and you can see some of her blogs on my Facebook page once in a while. She's a really great writer. She's also an editor at a book publishing company.
Yeah. What about your husband? Musical leaning?
He leans very musical, but he's not a professional musician. He's a retired teacher, and he's been a journalist and a photographer by trade, so he's very artsy.
Is he taking the pictures for your website? Because your pictures are really glorious.
Some of them he has taken, yes. He took all the photos for the holiday CD.
It's a family affair then.
Sometimes.
Claire Lynch, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
And my best to the band, too, for taking time out to stop by New Hampshire Public Radio and the folk show.
Yeah.
We're happy to be here. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
What are you going to leave us with?
Well, we're gonna try to render a song from the new album. And this is our debut, actually, live debut. And it's a J.P. Cormier song called Molly May. And since we're heading to Kansas, we feel compelled to learn it and play it.
2, 3, 4.
Just a lad I was of 13 years when my father passed away. And I had to take a job as a deckhand on the Molly May. And the time I spent one summer past turned into 50 years. And the sound she she broke the waves still lingers in my ears. She was passed to me when I was 23. Captain Mills went round the bend. He saw a forerunner on the dock one night and never sailed again. Superstition be damned, I sail her proud, fair maiden of the sea. There was never another like her, and no one for her but me. Oh, the years went by and the tales ran high of the catches we brought in. Times I thought we'd sink her, but her spirit would not give in. And words are spoken and souls are broken, and the bottle shattered mine. I could see that she'd outlive me, I'd not win the war of time. And I saw the time with me in my prime, no man could be my equal. Of the southeast wind and waves. At the harbor mouth he drifted south, right in the lighthouse rock. And he smashed her keel and laid her low, while I watched there from the dark. And I saw the days of mid-devil ways, no man could be my equal. Through the eye of a needle I sail her.
From the forthcoming album North by South from the Claire Lynch Band called Molly May. For more information about Claire and her tour, visit clairelynch.com. And that's where you'll find a schedule of the tour, any more news about awards that might be happening. Or maybe she'll post her cornbread recipe and you can find that there
as
well.
I could do that. I could definitely do that. My pecan pie, too.
Okay.
That's a really good one.
You're making me hungry, Claire.
I know. We're hungry, too.
Hey, have a safe tour. Have a lot of fun. And thanks again for stopping by the Folk Show.
Thanks, Kay. We're always so proud to be here. Thank you very much.
This is NHPR.
I'm Laura Kanoy. Join me as The Exchange goes on the road to tackle the hows and whys of businesses going green. From internal policies to public relations, companies have adopted many practices in the name of sustainability. But what's real and what's greenwashing? The Exchange on the Road helps you tell the difference. Join us at LaBelle Winery in Amherst on Tuesday. Register for your free tickets at nhpr.org.
This event is sponsored in part by Hannaford Bedford, TransCanada, and Building Alternatives.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Golf and Ski Warehouse, with stores in Hudson, Greenland, and West Lebanon, New Hampshire, and also in Scarborough, Maine, online at golfskiwarehouse.com. And Flying Monkey Performance Center in Plymouth, presenting the songs and stories of the Lovin' Spoonful's folk rock troubadour John Sebastian on July 15th. Tickets at flyingmonkeynh.com. I'm Kate McNally, and this is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.